A potential zoning change pending before the Leon County Commission has some residents angry. Leon County, like much of Florida, is experiencing a housing boom, and much of that new growth is occurring in the Northeast. But residents are expressing concerns about the high-density communities coming online in areas that were previously green spaces. I'm Lynn Hatter. They're popping up seemingly everywhere. Wolani, Oxbottom, Bannerman, all are seeing new construction with housing prices coming in around $300,000 for what, to some, feels like very little. There's a house next to another and another and another. Smaller, more compact yards, tighter lots that number in square feet instead of acres. And Sherry Bryant says that's by design.
Let's think about, you have 300 houses, because that was a project we worked on a while, so I've got those numbers in my head. You have 300 houses. If you build them like in apartments, they can take up, you know, 3 or 4 acres. If you build them on 1 acre lots, then you're going to take up 300 acres of land. If you build them on half acre lots, you're going to take up 150 acres of land.
Bryant is the county's planning director, and she says while these new subdivisions appear to be compact, they conserve space and are more environmentally friendly. Take, for example, water and sewer lines.
So you're going to have to dig and trench for the water, the sewer. You're going to have to build the roads. So while you might be able to have a little more room to, you know, work the houses in amongst the trees, you're still going to take out a lot of trees with the roads and the water and the sewer.
That's not a good enough reason for residents in nearby neighborhoods. Summerbrook resident Tommy Pipkin says there are several issues he and his neighbors have with the new developments, mainly the zoning changes that are happening to make room for them.
Tallahassee-Leon County has a comprehensive plan, and the purpose of that plan is to preserve, protect, and enhance the quality of life for all citizens in the area. And the constant assault on neighborhoods like Summerbrook, just as an example, undermines an otherwise desirable residential environment.
Pipkin says he doesn't have a problem with growth, but thinks it should be done and communicated in a better way. Back in 1990, the county identified the Northeast as a residential development zone. And Bryant says what residents in the area are seeing now is the implementation of that plan. She adds the county doesn't have as great of a say as people think when it comes to how and where development takes place.
When people do bring these issues up, we point out that we can't just say no to new development. That's just not an option. And I know everyone hates for things to change, but change is inherent in living in an urban setting. And by urban, I mean in this, you know, urban and suburban and are basically just an urbanized area.
Northeast residents worry roads like Oxbottom and Bannerman are too small to handle the additional population growth that will come when the new homes are occupied. And they're also worried whether the area's schools can handle an influx of new children. Leon Superintendent Rocky Hanna says the district has the space. It just means some students attending Chiles High, Hawks Rise Elementary, and Deer Lake Middle through school choice programs may no longer be able to go there.
If we have an increase in the number of students that move into that school zone, then we would simply then reduce the number of students that are allowed to choice in from other zones.
The Leon County Commission will vote on the zoning change tonight at 6 during its meeting. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.